Let's check high school volleyball action from last night. First this morning, Hawkeye 10 conference play last night saw St. Albert defeat Atlantic three games in a row. It was a match heard here on KJAN. St. Albert winning by scores of 25-11, 25-7, and 25-14 last night. Also in Western Iowa Conference volleyball, IKM Manning outlasting Missouri Valley 3-2. It was Tri-Center in a three-game sweep over Underwood. Trainer defeated Logan Magnolia 3 in a row. Rolling Valley Conference play last night, CAM a three-game sweep over Arweva. Coon Rapids Bayard came back after Exira EHK won the first game. Coon Rapids Bayard took the next three to win 3-1 over the Spartans. Peyton Sherdan defeated West Harrison 3-1. Bowyer Valley over Woodbine in three straight. From the Corner Conference, East Mills holds off Mount Air 3-2. Essex a two-game sweep over South Page. Lennox swept South Page 2 in a row. Lennox also defeated Essex 2-0. Heartland Christian over Whiting 3-2 in volleyball last night. A couple of high school cross-country meets locally last night. One held in Audubon last evening at the Audubon Golf and Country Club. On the boys' side, it was Joshua Bowdler of Nottoway Valley winning the title. He ran 17 minutes 53 seconds for first place. Justin Ambrose of Bowyer Valley, the runner-up. Jordan Hustak of Missouri Valley was third. Brett McGee of Tri-Center was fourth. Wynn Yeager of Winterset placing fifth. Also in the top 10, Quinton Dreyer of IKM Manning, Ben Breheny of Nottoway Valley, Alex Soderberg of Winterset, Joel Blazik of Nottoway Valley, Tyler Breheny of Nottoway Valley placing 10th in that meet last night. In the team competition, the team title goes to Nottoway Valley with 35 points. Winterset, the runner-up, with 62. Tri-Center was third with 91. Riverside and Missouri Valley round out the top five teams in that meet last night. On the girls' side at Audubon last evening, it was Peyton Poggy of Tri-Center winning. Darcy Wiseman of Winterset, the runner-up. Sophia Brewers of Nottoway Valley placing third. Also in the top 10 last night, Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley, she was fifth, just ahead of Tristan Hughes of Tri-Center, who was sixth. Audubon's Hannah Tickeson was seventh. Bowyer Valley's Kylie Peterson placed eighth. Audubon's Grace Slater was ninth, and IKM Manning's Emma Bierman placing 10th last night. Team standing saw Winterset win with 41 points, Tri-Center with 56, the runner-up, Nottoway Valley third with 71, Audubon with 79 was fourth, and Bowyer Valley placing fifth in that meet last evening. ACGC also hosting its cross-country invitational last night. On the boys' side, Noah Nelson of Adair Casey Guthrie Center was the champ. Also among the top 10 were Adair Casey Guthrie Center's Ben Young. He was 7th, and Clay Bilheimer, who placed 8th. Red Oaks' Baylor Bergren placing 9th in that meet yesterday. In the team competition on the boys' side, the champions, ACGC. They win it with 70 points. Red Oak with 98 was 2nd. Perry, Mount Air, and Martinsdale St. Mary's round out the top 5 teams. On the girls' side, it was Panorama's Ella Waddle winning the title. Logan Magnolia's Courtney Spohr and Taylor Spohr placing 2nd and 3rd, just ahead of Kate Crawford of Adair Casey Guthrie Center, who was 4th. Also in the top 10, Red Oaks' Alexa McCunn, she was 8th. And Panorama's Gwen Steffen at 9, and ACGC's Lauren Embleton, she placed 10th overall. Team title goes to Logan Magnolia with 64 points, Panorama with 71, the runner-up. Also finishing in that race, the CM Spartans, as they ended up finishing in 3rd place. Adair Casey Guthrie Center was 4th, and Baxter placing 5th overall in that meet last night. Well, the Exira EHK Spartans will travel to face the CAM Cougars tonight in Oneida for a huge 8-man District 8 football contest. The Spartans are on a roll with an undefeated record through a very tough early season schedule. That run includes wins over Fremont Mills, Audubon, and Glidden-Ralston, all teams that have spent time in the top 10 rankings this season. CAM is off to a great start as well, with their only hiccup coming on the road against Glidden-Ralston. Exira EHK head coach Tom Peterson said this will be his team's toughest test so far, and it'll be tough trying to slow down the wealth of ball carriers for the Cougars.
Josh, overall, has just improved a ton. His football IQ was high a year ago, but it's even better this year. I think he understands where his drop-offs are at. He's able to read the defense pretty well. He has a great understanding of what our offense is. And, you know, like you said, Chris, he uses his legs a lot more. He's not afraid to tuck the ball and take off this year, and that's obviously made us a lot better. And then you look at, he's got some good kids to throw the ball to. You know, we have 4 seniors that are out there that have been in the program that kind of understand things. You know, when you've played with each other for a while, obviously that makes things a lot easier.
Well, that's Exira EHK coach talking about Quarterback Josh Pettipier has been pretty efficient, completing 67% of his passes for 11 touchdowns and just two interceptions and over 1,000 yards so far this year. Cole Burmeister has been a do-it-all weapon for the Spartans with 209 yards rushing and seven scores. Cam head coach Joe Woolham said his team will need to know where he is on the field. He reminds him of a special player the Cougars had last season.
I really think that Cole Burmeister is the closest thing that we've had to prepare for that reminds me of Thomas Hensley. So, you know, now I kind of understand what other coaches had to dealing with Thomas. We have to do that in the same way as Cole. And they use him a little bit different way. You know, they will put him at quarterback and let him run the football there. But he can also beat you catching the ball out of the backfield, out in the slot, out on the edge. They move him around a lot, tight end. So we have to really know where he's at all times. And then I think the other thing that's really made them good this year is Pettipier, when he's at quarterback, he's making plays with his feet. I don't think he did that as much a year ago as he did this year. So I think he's kind of been the X factor to part of why they're so good this year.
Well, the Cougars have been able to get a lot of guys involved on both sides of the ball, and Coach Woolham said that continued growth of depth has been big for the Cougars, as three guys, Darian Burnison, Isaac Bauer, and Mitchell Williamson, have carried the ball for over 200 yards for Cam. We'll have live coverage of that game tonight. Should be a great atmosphere this evening. Big eight-man contest tonight over there in Oneida. Chris Parks and Mike Smith will have the call for you tonight. We'll get our evening started with who's going to win at 6 o'clock. At 6:30, it's our pregame show. You'll hear more from both of those coaches. And then at 7 o'clock, we kick it off. That's live tonight here on KJAN. Xyra EHK at CAM. Also tonight, the Atlantic Trojan football team is getting set to open up district play this week in Class 2A District 9. The Trojans will begin the new district run by hosting the team that won the district last year, the Kemper Catholic Knights. The Trojans are coming off a 56-14 loss at Heartland last week, but despite the loss, they did take away some positives from the game. The run game showed some flashes of efficiency, and the Trojans were able to break a couple of big plays in the first half to stay tight with the Cyclones for a quarter and a half. Where the Trojans struggled was defending the deep ball, and head coach Mike McDermott said they've been working on trying to win those jump ball battles this week in practice. The Knights are a team that will try to spread the defense out, and coach McDermott wants his defense to try to stop the run game first.
They're in some type of spread formation nearly the whole time. They're pretty crafty, too. They try to run it up inside out of that spread formation, kind of get you widened out, and then try to hit the seams on you. They got a nice back in Nate Wendell. Their quarterback was a former running back also, but he does a nice job throwing the ball too. So we're going to have to stop the run first and then kind of play the pass second.
Chase Mullenix has thrown for 477 yards and four touchdowns and rushed for 408 yards and five touchdowns. McDermott said they're looking at more ways to use Chase's talents, but at the same time he said they're asking some of their other upperclassmen to step up their game down the stretch. We'll have a full visit with Coach McDermott on Trojan Preview this afternoon. That'll be at 4:45. The Trojans and the Knights kick it off at 7 o'clock at the Trojan Bowl this evening. Some other games around the area tonight in District play. In District 2, Carroll hosts Webster City. Also in District 9, Lewis Central is at Creston. Harlan at ADM and Winterset is at Glenwood. Also in Class 2A play at District 9 tonight, it'll be Red Oak hosting OABCIG, Shenandoah at Greene County. In Class 1A tonight in District 8, Clarinda is at Panorama, ACGC hosting Van Meter. In District 9 and 1A tonight, Trainer is at home against East Sac County. Missouri Valley visits Cherokee, Washington. Underwood is at Maple Valley tonight. In Class 8, District 2 tonight, IKM Manning is at St. Edmund. In District 9, Riverside is at AHSTW. Nottoway Valley plays at Southwest Valley. In District 10, Logan Magnolia is at Westwood. Tri-Center hosting Woodbury Central. Also an eight-man play tonight. Lennox is at Mormon Trail in District 6. In District 7, Griswold is at home against Fremont Mills. Sydney is at Bedford. Stanton at East Mills. Essex will host Clarinda Academy. Also in District 8, Audubon is at Boyer Valley. Coon Rapids Bayard plays at West Harrison. Glidden Ralston is at Woodbine tonight. In the NFL last night, don't look now, it finally happened. The 19-game winless streak is over. The Cleveland Browns have their first victory since December of 2016, and their rookie quarterback led them to victory. The Browns were down 14-0 near halftime before first overall pick Baker Mayfield entered the game and rallied Cleveland to its first win in 635 days, 21-17 over the New York Jets last night. In baseball last night, Christian Stewart slammed his first two big league homers and collected six RBIs as the Tigers outscored the Royals 11-8. Elsewhere in the American League, Oakland clobbered the LA Angels 21-3, Boston over the Yankees 11-6, Toronto beat Tampa Bay 9-8, White Sox over Cleveland in 11 innings 5-4. In the National League, the Mets beat Washington in 12 innings 5-4, Cincinnati 4-2 over Miami, Atlanta beat Philadelphia 8-3. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.